Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. How great is our God, how great is our God, how great is our God. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. How great and how mighty is our God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, our Father, to say thank you for blessing us to rise and to shine. And as we do, Father, we come to give you the glory. Father God, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your provisions, your protection. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercies, Father, new mercies that embrace us on this morning. We say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that it will not take root. It definitely will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to a pass. Father God, thank you. Thank you for bringing us this far by faith into stepping into a day that we have not known, have not seen, and will not know again. Father God, we do not know what this day holds, but we just want to thank you, Father God, that we know that you hold the day. And not only do you hold the day, Father, we know that you hold us because we commit ourselves to you to do so, Father. And so therefore, Father God, we will not be afraid, Father, for the arrow by day and the terror by night, Father God, because we are safe in your arms. Actually, Father God, it's the only place to be that can guarantee safety. The Father, that regardless, Father God, of what this day manifests, Father, we rest on the promise of your word, Father, that tells us that, and we know that all things work together for good, for those who love the Lord, and for those who are called according to his purpose. So we say thank you, Father. We pray that as your word goes around the globe on this morning, and we thank you, for we know that it shall not return unto you void. We pray, Father, that people will believe and receive and respond to the gospel message of the cross, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Father, we pray for the backsliders. We pray for those who are weak in faith, those who are sick in their bodies, Father God, those who are, Father God, they're between a rock and a hard place, Father God. Those who are waiting on you, Father, those in the midst of the fire, help them not to focus on the fire, Father, but help them to focus on your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those going into the fire, Father God, may praise continue to remain on their mouth. And Father God, definitely those coming out of the fire. And so we just want to thank you for the fire, because the fire is holy, Father God. The fire that you send, the fire that you allow is holy fire. Now, Father, we know that there's strange fire, Father God. But we thank you that we are no longer associated with the works of darkness. We are no longer associated, Father, with that magic and black magic and white magic and Father, and that spirit of rebellion and Father God, which is as witchcraft. We're no longer associated with the strange fire of Father God, but only with the holy fire. And so we thank you, Father God, for the fire in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bless you and we magnify you, God. We just say thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now, Father God, we want to surrender the day back to you, that you would have your way. Bless our services here this morning, Father. And we love you. And we love you for how you meet us here every morning. Not only do you meet us here, Father, we bring you when we come. Oh, my God. And when we leave, Father God, we take you with us, yet you remain, because you're everywhere at the same time. My God, Jesus.
You're everywhere at the same time. You know everything, absolutely everything you know, Father. And all the universe and all the power is in your hand. And you're our Father. And our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, 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 morning. Morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back, saints. I tell you, amen. We spend so much time together here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm telling you, glory be to God, we are just tight. Amen. I was going to say tighter than blood, but the truth of the matter is that's why we tight. Amen. Because of the blood. Because of the blood of Jesus. I tell you, we spend so much time together. Amen. I'd like to say good morning to all of our visiting visitors across the globe. God bless you. Amen. Let me see. It was just, what, 6 hours ago, amen, that we had our Friday night prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where we meet every other Friday. That was absolutely beautiful. Amen. The Lord moved in a different way. But, hey, long as God moving, that's his business, how he want to move, as long as he's the one moving. Amen. So we want to thank God for that. We meet on this platform every morning. If you're a first-time visitor, amen, Monday through Saturdays, we're right here lifting up the name of the Lord. Back on Sundays at 12 o'clock, amen, glory be to God, noon, amen, where we are, hallelujah, where we will be until the Lord says otherwise, amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia, amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And that's the truth, saints. Amen. When the first thing I do in the morning, when I wake up and say, good morning, Jesus. I say, good morning, God. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning. Lord, good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so I say, good morning. Amen. We're going to be teaching on that maybe one day next week. Amen. Glory be to God. Because sometimes you say, well, who do I talk to? I said, am I talking to Jesus? Am I talking to the Holy Spirit? Am I talking to God? Baby, the truth of the matter is don't make no difference. For real, for real, for real. Amen. Because a God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Glory be to God. When God is in your heart, beloved, you can wake up in the morning singing. He said, well, my God, you ain't had no coffee yet. You ain't had no tea yet. But guess what? He is my coffee and he is my tea. And guess what? He's pretty sweet, too. Glory be to God. I'm the type of person, amen, I like a little coffee in my sugar. I like a little coffee in my sugar. Yeah, give me about four of them sugars over there. Huh? Glory be to God. But beloved, I'm telling you, he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. I'm telling you, he's all the sweetness I need. Amen. And blessed is he who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So we just want to welcome all of you. Amen. I'm telling you, I can't wait till we all get together physically. Amen. And have something. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. I don't know when. I don't know where. I'm not going to go that far. All I know is going to happen. That's all I know. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah again. All right. All right. All right. Let's see. We've been meeting all this week. Amen. Teaching on the Holy Spirit. And now we want to thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to pick up there next week, if the Lord says so. We want to pick up there and talk some more about the precious Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you, he is definitely, definitely, definitely precious. Amen. I pray y'all enjoyed Wednesday. Amen. Wednesday. Amen. We did something a little bit different. Amen. Not only did we share our testimonies, our praise, But we said, amen, if you can only take three tangible things with you, just three tangible, amen, glory be to God, amen, what would, amen, those three things be, amen. And I thought that was very, very interesting, amen. I'll let you know how the Holy Spirit did that. I like to do things like that, but that wasn't my idea. That was God's idea, amen, just for us to do something different. You know, God is fun. God is fun. You know, and he, look, long as you know what I mean, you're in holiness, and you can be a holy, glory be to him, have fun. If you crack a smile, don't mean you're going to hell. You know, glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, all right, all right, all right. This morning, amen, coming to us, amen, to bring us with thus saith the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. And her gospel message. Amen. How she really does not play. She does not play. She likes to have fun and she likes to laugh. But I'm gonna tell you the truth, you ain't playing with her now. You ain't playing with her. Glory be to God. I was gonna say you have a better chance playing with me, but I can't say that now because I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm at a point in God where it just ain't no foolishness. I just ain't tolerating no foolishness, and I don't really care. I don't even care if you don't like me. I don't care what you're saying, because I'm at a point in God where before I would be like a little, just a little bit flexible, and the reason I was a little flexible is because I wasn't where I should have been. I was still growing, and I'm still growing. I'm still growing. I ain't full grown yet. We ain't full grown until it's over. See, but the thing is this, amen, I don't tolerate no foolishness. Because them days been up, and neither does she. Amen. Maybe that's why we sisters. Maybe that's why we sisters. Amen. Glory be to God. Not only in the spirit, amen, but we are the sisters, amen, in the natural, and it's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. All of my sisters are saved, all seven of them. I have seven sisters. I'm the eldest. Amen. All of my sisters are saved. I'm telling you, but it's something about working with Nancy. I'm gonna tell you the truth, and we want to bless God for Evangelist Nancy, because we know that a lot of you are here in this ministry because of Evangelist Nancy. A lot of you are here. A lot of you are here because of Nancy out there in the vineyard. You know, hurdling. She hurdles. She don't use no bullhorn either. She stand right up there in that scepter bus. She go right down there in that subway. Huh? She go right up there in the supermarket, on the street corner, whatever. She just walk up. She just walk straight up to you without hesitation. See, so that's how the Holy Spirit leads her and lead you to Christ. Lead you to Christ. Lead you. Me and Nancy was on the bus one day when I was living with her. By the way, glory be to God. I lived with her for a short period of time because I needed a place to live. Y'all know the story. She was the only sister that opened up her heart, and Nancy only had a one bedroom. She only had a one bedroom, and Bubby was there. And Bubby was there too. But Bubby had the couch. Nancy had the top of the bed, and I had the bottom of her bed. We slept in the same bed. She slept at the top, and I slept at the bottom. Oh Lord, have mercy. There's a story behind our praise. Glory be to God. And we were on the bus one day. I forgot where we was going. And I didn't know, because I've never seen Nancy working this way. You know what I mean? I heard some stuff. I've never seen it. She didn't tell me what she was going to do. And I went and took a seat. The bus was a little crowded. Nancy went to the back of the bus. Glory be to God. Amen. She put her head down. I guess she was saying a prayer. She put her head came up, honey. The word just said, here come the gospel message. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I said, listen to this girl. I mean, it was a scholarly message. Scholarly. And the amazing part about it is the stop that we got off on, when we got to our stop, that's exactly when the message came to an end. She came to the end of the message and stepped off the bus. Oh, my God. But this is how God uses Minister Nancy. Amen. This is how Minister Denise met Sister Nancy when Sister Nancy was in the subway preaching. Stood up in the subway car. Going from Island E to City Hall. That's what Drew, Sister Minister. Matter of fact, I think that's how Sister Joanne Thurman is here. Amen, Nancy. Here come Nancy in the supermarket. In the supermarket preaching the gospel. Glory be to God. Sister Shannon, glory be to God. I think she caught Sister Shannon on the corner. I ain't got to get them details straight. Glory be to God. All I'm saying, glory be to God, is Minister Nancy. And then what? Then we come and we bring somebody else with us, and we bring somebody else with us, and we bring somebody else with us. And so we, Minister Nancy, is just lovely, and how she is no nonsense. Just no nonsense. That's what I like about her, because some people, if you're around and something go down, you ain't sure if they're gonna compromise or not. You ain't. They're a little unpredictable. You don't know if they're gonna get carnal on you or what. Yeah, some people flip in a minute. They spiritual this minute, then if an opportunity presents itself, they flip on you in a minute. They get carnal. See. You know, a little lukewarm. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't got to ever worry about Nancy flipping. I ain't got to worry about her flipping. I'm telling you, we get together. Hey, look, we like to get together. Matter of fact, we got some things coming up. Hey, man, we like to play pinochle. Oh, my mother taught all her children how to play pinochle. I don't know if y'all old heads know anything about pinochle. We like to rub some heads. Oh, my God, we like to rub some heads. Amen. And just have some holy fun. And we ain't going to hell for playing no pinochle. Huh? And then put some crabs on the table. Oh shoot! No, we're gonna do the crabs first. See, we're gonna get forward about a bushel of crabs. See, among us, we're gonna eat all that up. You know, some tossed salad and corn. Amen. And whatever we drinking. Amen. Some iced tea or something. All right. And when I say whatever we drinking, I'm talking about iced tea, Pepsi or water. Okay. We ain't drinking nothing else. We ain't smoking nothing, all right? And we get finished, and we're going to pull out the cards and rub some heads. Sometimes we play partners, amen. I'm telling you, amen. So we just want to bless the Lord, amen. I'm just reminiscing down memory lane with my sis, amen. Glory be to God, because Nancy's all right. Nancy's all right. Nancy has several gifts, amen. She definitely has a gift of knowledge. Oh yeah, Nancy reads you without even she. Sometimes she don't even know she read you, but she'll read you now. She'll read you. Amen. Call it straight. Such and such is happening in your life. How did you know all that? Because she has that gift. She has that gift of knowledge, and she has a lot of other gifts too. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. So I'm giving her flowers. Amen. While she can smell them, while she can see them, while she can touch them, amen. And let her know that I love her and we love her, amen, in Jesus' name. At this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to other Evangelist Nancy that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, Evangelist, and the floor is yours.
And God bless you, too, and thank you. I love you, too, sister, in the name of Jesus. You know that already. Gail, I'll tell you the truth. I can't wait to play that pinochle. To God be the glory. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the Almighty God. God, before I come to your presence, please forgive me for my sins, and thank you for forgiving me for my sins over and over and over again. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Help me, God, to crucify the flesh, that the spirit of the living God that dwells within me, that I open my mouth, hallelujah, and that you would use me for your glory, honor, and praise. And that all is well. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I say, God, I need a word from you in the name of Jesus. And God said, tell the people to repent. But it's a different twist in the name of Jesus. So I want to go forth with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Repentance is, we know already, to repent from your sins and to be godly sorry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I'm hoping and praying that everyone that I'm talking to, well, I'm not sure if everybody has repented from these sins. sins in the name of Jesus. Repentance from the heart and not from the lips and from the mouth in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today in the name of Jesus? Is there a turnaround in your life in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? See, when you repent from your sins and really be godly sorry, it's a change in the name of Jesus. You cannot say that you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you keep doing the same thing over and over. I don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We all are growing in Christ. And that's what Pastor Dr. Alfreda has said in the name of Jesus. But are you really letting go? Are you really allowing the Holy Spirit to take full control of your body in the name of Jesus? And God said it is just a reminder to repent in the name of Jesus. It's not only to ask God to forgive you for your sins, but also to ask others to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Is there somebody you got salty with this week? Is there something you said that you shouldn't have said? Was it somewhere you went that you shouldn't have went? Is it something, yes, God, and did you ask God to forgive you in the name of Jesus? Did you stick your middle finger up while you was riding on the highways and the byways? Oh, did you ask God to forgive you in the name of Jesus? Did you go home and you was upset because of the way your day went? And before you can even say hi to anyone, you went in the house. Yes, God, cussing everybody out in the name of Jesus. Did you go back and say you were sorry? Or are they still waiting for you to say you sorry in the name of Jesus? People, let me tell you one thing. We supposed to be the representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. How are you representing the God of whom you say you love in the name of Jesus? And when you wear your shirt and you say, Jesus is Lord of my life, oh my God, but yet you out there sounding worse than the sinners. Oh, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Let's keep it real and shame the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. God said for those who got their windows open, be mindful what you're saying while you're sitting there on that telephone, not knowing who's walking by your house in the name of Jesus. You don't even know who's sitting outside your steps and listening to your conversation and what they hear, and they're like, oh my God, I thought she, wait a minute, it's just the young lady, young man that told me they was born again. Was this the young lady and young man was just out here talking about the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh my God, come here, so-and-so, do you hear what they saying in the name of Jesus? Because see, sometimes when you get on the phones, you don't even understand how loud you really are. So people even walking past your house can hear you. Don't forget, you're supposed to be the representatives of God Almighty in the name of Jesus. Have you repent? Repent. Do yes, God, with a sincerity of heart. See, anybody can say, well, God, I'm sorry, and then really don't mean it in the name of Jesus. But when you ask somebody to really forgive you, you'll feel it in your heart. You'll start crying and say, God, I messed up again. Please forgive me for my sins. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to act like this. I don't want to sound like this, God, I can't do this on my own. And God said, that's just what I wanted to hear from you. No, you can't do it on your own. so many people are trying to do so much on your own, and then when it goes the wrong way, then you cry out to the Almighty God, and God said, why is it that you always leave them last instead of coming to them first? Why is it always you always are running to this one and you're running to that one for advice instead of running to the Almighty God? For God said, you must acknowledge him in all that you do and all that you say. But why is it that we acknowledge God when we see we did something wrong? Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, have you repented in the name of Jesus with the sincerity of the heart in the name of Jesus? So many people say, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, well, ma'am, or Sister Nancy, or Evangelist Nancy, or just Aunt Nancy, and you might say, well, I'm trying my best in the name of Jesus, but you already got your mind made up in the name of Jesus. You say, I'm just going to give this person what they want to hear, but you just don't know. God already know what you're going to do. I'm not God. I don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. You ain't got nothing to prove to me or to Pastor Dr. Alfreda and so many leaders. See, that's where everybody going wrong. They trying to prove something to somebody instead of just being yourself in the name of Jesus. Instead of praying for the sickness or praying for that shortcoming or praying for whatever you going through, you keep making excuses and making excuses and making excuses in the name of Jesus. People, let me tell you one thing. The time is winding down, and Jesus Christ is soon to come. I know we got some believers and non-believers on this phone. I know you probably say, yeah. I've been hearing about Jesus Christ is soon to come. Let me tell you, oh, he's coming, because we at the end of the age, whether you want to believe it or not, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God is giving us a fair warning. He keep warning us. He keep giving us instructions. He keep warning us. He keep giving us instructions, and we are bucking against the Holy Spirit. Repent, repent, repent. And some people say, ain't got the nerve to tell the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, I'm not ready yet. I laugh. It is a sad situation. How can you tell God, I'm just not ready yet? I say, you know, I laugh because, see, I did that too once, maybe twice, heck, maybe more. But, you know, I had to keep it real. I had to repent when I told God I wasn't ready. I guess the Holy Spirit said, excuse me? What? No, what I should have said is, God, I got a weakness. I got a weakness, and I need you to help me. Help me, God, but you got to be sincere. Stop it with this foolishness. Stop it with your mind. You know what? The sad part is, you know you ain't ready, but yet you're telling people you're ready. As soon as you hang up the phone or shut your door, you're right back into the same old crap you just got finished praying about, because you already had your mind made up. So why do you waste people's time? And please don't misunderstand. I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Why are we praying for this situation when you know you're not ready to let go of the situation? So why are you calling someone to pray with you when you know once you hang up the phone, you already know what you're going to do? You already got that phone number ready. You probably got your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whatever you're doing. I mean, that's between you and the Lord, I hope not, already up in the room. But yet you're praying against it, but you already know once you hang up what you're going to go see and do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Instead of saying, God help me. Now, don't say, God, I'm about to go sit and do something. Forgive me. No, you don't play with God. You better be careful how we're playing with God. Be careful. Yes, God, let you plan against. Because let me tell you one thing. God is loving. He's long. Oh, he love you. I love you till you had enough. Because he gave fair warning. He gave us more warning than anyone because that's how much he loves us. But how many people is on this phone right now that need to call someone up and repent and say, I'm sorry for what I just said to you last night. I'm sorry for hanging up on you in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Because I gossiped about last night. I should have gossiped about that person. I should have said what I said to that person. And God, forgive me for the clothes that I wore last night. I know I shouldn't have worn that top. That all my bosoms are almost hanging out of the top. I'm sorry, God. Because hallelujah. Because I'm supposed to be your representative. How can I tell other people what to do when I'm up here doing it myself? In the name of Jesus. How can you tell me how to live when you yourself, God said, take the beam out of your own eye before you can take the mole out of your brother's eye. In the name of Jesus, how can you dare tell somebody what to do when you yourself ain't doing it? You ain't doing it. How can you tell me if I smoke? Well, I'm going to put smoking. I can smoke and it's not in the Bible, but still we are, yes, God. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit lives within us. So that's a different story for a different time. But whatever my issues might be, unrighteous issues, thank you, Holy Spirit. So what you do, you see that person, that weak moment, you pray. You pray for one another. But you got to make up your mind. We can keep praying and praying and praying, but until you make up your mind, we just praying. Repent in the name of Jesus. Let's go over to St. John in the name of Jesus. 3:3. And say, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you want to see the kingdom of God? Do you really? You must be born again. I know I'm jumping from one thing to another, and I'm just going there. Hallelujah. I do not have to justify myself. I got to stop doing that. In the name of Jesus, do you really want to see the kingdom of God? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? And after you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we have to remember, we still got to repent. You just don't repent one time and say this la-dee-dee, la-dee-dah. No! Before you even go to bed, throughout the day, you know when you mess up. We all know. Condemnation falls upon us. And the Holy Spirit will say, now you know you was wrong. You know what you said was wrong. You know what you did was wrong. Now you're going to have to go back and say you're sorry. And I'm going to keep it real. Yes, God. I just say, God, please give me about 5-10 minutes to get it together, and I'll go back and say, I'm sorry. You're right, God, it caught me off guard. But I went back, and I said I was sorry. But I had to do it with a sincerity of heart. I could say, hey, whatever, forgive you, huh? No, I had to really mean it so I could let it go. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And right here in St. John's 3, yes, God, and 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is a spirit. It dwells within us, and I know Pastor Dr. Alfreda is speaking on that. I didn't even know God was going to lead me this way. But so many of us, hallelujah, is grieving the Holy Spirit. Repent! Repent! In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, repent from your righteousness of God can bring forth righteousness that it would be a change. changed from the inside out and the outside in the name of Jesus. You got to let go of the old man to bring forth the new in the name of Jesus. God is trying to make something new out of your life in the name of Jesus, but you cannot in the name of Jesus serve God in a manner. Yes, God. Yes, God. You cannot serve God 5 minutes and 10 minutes you're serving the devil. You got to make up your mind in the name of Jesus. You know a lot of people, we ask God to help us in the name of Jesus, and God is waiting on you. So many people are waiting on God, but God is waiting on you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I just want to read a few more verses in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? A lot of people say, wait a minute, Evangelist Nancy, I don't think it takes all that. You mean tell me I gotta change my wardrobe? I can't go here. I can't go there. Let me tell you one thing. You might, when you're first born, you might find yourself, I'm talking about newborn babies. I ain't talking about those that have been 5, 20, 15, 20, 30 years and still dipping and dabbing and doing the same thing, going right back around the wilderness, same old thing, 20 years, 30 years. Good God Almighty, when you gonna let it go and put it in God's hand in the name of Jesus and stop making excuses? 20, 30, 40 years? Now, come on now. You really ain't ready to let it go in the name of Jesus. You sure you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Are you sure you repented from the heart, or did you just repent from the mouth in the name of Jesus? Because when I repented from the heart, my God, my God. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, you know, yes, God, it is a growing process. In the name of Jesus, some people mature faster than others because some people let go faster than others. Never be jealous of a person's gifts because we all got gifts and talents. In the name of Jesus, but are you using the one that God's giving you? Don't worry about that one who want to do. I want to be like this one. Oh, no, you don't. You don't know what it takes for that person to get where God is taking them. In the name of Jesus, God got a gift for you and a gift for you. God got a talent for you and a talent for you. It ain't meant for everybody to be singers. It ain't meant for everybody behind a pulpit. It's not meant for certain things for everybody. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, we got to use and activate what you already have. In the name of Jesus, if you allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life, in the name of Jesus, repent, repent, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And I'm going to go ahead with the next one. We're going to stay right here in St. John, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse. Excuse me. And it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his son into the world for you, for me, and for so many others. But you got to make up your mind. For those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, before the end of the year, yes, God, we will repeat the sinner's prayer, but also we got to constantly repent from our sins. And when we go against the Holy Spirit, when we know we're doing things that's grieving the Holy Spirit, we got to repent from the heart. And you don't need no 2, 3, 4 people to repent with you. You just got to be sincere with God and be yes, God, and be sincere to your own self. Are you really ready to let it go? Keep it real with God. People, it's time is soon winding down. A lot of people, they not going to hell because of what they do. And I know Pastor Dr. Alfred already tell you, even though we're going to be because you reject the Son of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, repent, repent. In the name of Jesus, while we got opportunity time, we all got a date by our name. In the name, in the name of Jesus, and we don't know when our time is going to end. In the name of Jesus, none of us know how this day is going to end. No wonder God said, live today as though it may be your last. In the name of Jesus. Oh, people, wait, this is serious. I don't think y'all really know how serious it is to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pastor Dr. Fried always say, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and I mean truthfully know him, either way we win, whether we dead or alive or alive or dead, either way we win. We win. Oh, God. Okay, I got one more verse. That's still chapter St. John. That's, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I don't know, the Holy Spirit said, don't you know when you enter into the kingdom of God? In the name of Jesus. And when we enter in, we're going to have a new name. We're going to do a new dance. In the name of Jesus. No more life. No more light there. No, no. No more darkness. There shall be light. In the name of Jesus. Because we're going to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can see us just dancing like David did. I don't know how David did, but God has given me a new dance. I don't dance like I used to. I don't walk like I used to. In the name, I don't dress like I used to. In the name of Jesus, I don't say the things I used to. It's a transformation within me in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And I hope and pray it's the same for you. Let's go with this last verse. St. John 3, the chapter 3. And it said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn. God did not send us to condemn the world, but the world is here. I know sometimes you say, ouch, God, that's kind of hard. Oh, good God. Because God's talking to us through the, yes, God, the priest's word. A lot of people stop going to church and say, but now, wait a minute, that preacher, who she know around here? I thought that once. I ain't going to lie to you. I said, now who the pastor talking to? It's like she looking right at me. How she know my story? How she know this? And the Holy Spirit said, because God will give her through the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, ain't nobody saying nothing to her. God sometimes bring forth condemnation on us so that we can let go and that we may grow. In the name of Jesus, it convicts us. It's supposed to convict you from your sins. But some people get so used to sinning that they don't even care. Oh, they just stay. God Almighty, help us, God. Help us. In the name of Jesus, for God, yes, God, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Do you know him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your, and I mean really know him? Really know him? Do you? Would you like to get to know him? In the name of Jesus? Yes, God. You know, people, it's amazing. I didn't know, because see, sometimes when you get a word from God, you gotta, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, that's it, God. I'm not even gonna explain myself. In the name of Jesus, the mind's forgiveness. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, repent while you got time. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, repent, people. Repent from the sincerity of your heart. God is waiting on you. He's waiting. He's knocking on somebody's heart this morning. Would you let them in? And would you let them sit with you and talk with you along the way? In the name of Jesus, God is waiting for you. because he has work for you, for you, for you. I want you to point at yourself. For me. God got work for me to do. For me. For me. In Jesus' name. Will it be one today? I don't know, Pastor Brad. Yes, God. Yes, God. Will it be one today that would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? But you got to say it from the heart, Pastor Brad. You want me to go forth, or did you want to go ahead?
Go forth. Proceed.
Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and I mean you got to really say it from the heart. But before we say the sinner's prayer, and yes, God, after you say the sinner's prayer, tell somebody today, guess what? I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. For God said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has risen the Son from the dead, he shall be saved. But I also would like to repeat a sinner's prayer in the name of Jesus. All you have to say from the sincerity of your heart, turn that TV down, turn that radio down, in the name of Jesus, turn it off, in the name of Jesus, if you're going to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is for real. People, this is no myth, and this show enough ain't no game in Jesus' name. And all you have to say, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that he died and rose again on the third day. And I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. And I just want to say a short prayer, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, for that person or persons who received the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, as their Lord and Savior, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping the covered children protected from all unseen danger and all unseen harm. Thank you, God, for allowing them to study their word, to grow in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And even if they fall along the wayside, God, help them know that the righteous fall down 7 times, but the whole process is to get back up again and ask God to forgive you. And when Satan comes against you and say that you are not saved, you got to say, Satan, get behind me, because I believe in the word of God, and I know I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I know that I know that I know that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. This is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. I love y'all all, and may y'all all have a safe day today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Saints, amen. We want to thank God for the word of God, amen, that does not return to him void. Amen. Glory be to God. As the message came forth, amen. She said, repent. Repent. Amen. Glory be to God. Talking to those who do not know the Lord and talking to those of us who know the Lord. Amen. Time to stop the foolishness. Amen. And she tied right into the teaching on the Holy Spirit, because she touched and she said, you have to let the Holy Spirit take full control. Amen. Glory be to God. There are many, many scriptures, beloved, amen, all throughout God's word that tells us that if we do not repent, we confess our sins before the Lord, amen. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord, he will not hear me. Glory be to God. Isaiah 1 and 15, glory be to God, tells us, beloved, that the Lord is not listening. Amen. It tells us when we have unforgiveness in our heart, beloved, amen, that we are guilty. Amen. Even in your born-again situation, you're still guilty. But he said, if you confess your sins, amen, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We need that daily cleansing. The same way we going to get in that shower, or maybe you already took your shower today. Hopefully you're going to take a shower or a bath. Something, you're going to put some water on you some kind of way, because we flesh. They're the same way in the natural, it's the same way in the spiritual, beloved. And we want to thank God for the blood of Jesus. It's not a once and for all. It's not a once and for all. And that's where this generation is messed up. They give their life to Christ one time, and that's the only confession, repenting they did. They just live like the devil and think it and thought that all that was covered under the blood. And another important thing you said, Minister Nancy, is that we don't want to ask for forgiveness. We don't want to, anytime we don't want to ask God to forgive us, beloved, and we know we come short. See, and then we don't, I don't know what it is, we don't like to ask people to forgive us. That pride, that arrogance, you know what I mean? Where you don't even think you're wrong. You can't even see yourself. You can't even see yourself. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. And we have to ask other people for forgiveness too. Very good point. A lot of times we want to, not that I'm re-preaching, young man, I'm just recapping the message already went forth. But what we try to do, we owe that person an apology, and we just try to override that without confronting that person. Lord, forgive me for all my sins. And then we try to sweep that under that repentance. No, you still got to go back and say you're sorry to that person. Lord, forgive me for all my sins. What are your sins? See? And so we use it. If I did anything to offend anybody, I want y'all to forgive me. No. That blanket type of stuff, baby, that's phony baloney. No, you need to go right over there to that person. Glory be to God. Call them up, whatever, and say, you know what? I'm forgive me. Beloved, amen. The Bible says confess your faults one to another, and so shall ye be healed. Some of you sick right now. Some of you sick right now that don't know what's going on. Because you haven't repented. Haven't gone and told that person you're sorry. No, they owe me an apology. Beloved, you know what? And we finish. Amen. We about to wrap it up here. You know what cancer is? You know what cancer is, beloved? The nitty-gritty of cancer, whose ratio is really higher than COVID-19. They just ain't talking about nothing right now but COVID-19. Huh? You know what cancer is? Unforgiveness in your bones. Unforgiveness eating you away, taking you to your grave. Unforgiveness. But you think God hear you. You say that person hurt you, and you know God don't hear them. But you refuse to forgive the person, and you say, God, hear you. You see how we messed up? Minister Nancy, we want to thank you, amen, for the word of God that has come forth on today. And, beloved, it is time to repent. And that repentance had only come through humility. Only through humility. Glory be to God. Can I just give a two-minute testimony? I like to send, you know, as the Spirit lead me, I like to, you know, I do things. So I sent out a whole bunch of cards to everybody in the ministry and some other people, you know, cards, you know, thinking of you cards, Mother's Day cards, you know, whatever. Then it dawned on me, I said, now, Lord, I done put about 40 cards in the mail, and only one person called to tell me thank you. I said, God, only one person called, and that wasn't a call, that was a text, but that's okay, because texting is communication. I said, wow, God. I was just saying, I said, is people really that busy? Are they just ungrateful, or maybe didn't have no money in it for them, or enough money, or you know, it just stunned me. That was just an example, and so I'm just talking to the Lord, and no, didn't really bother me. That it stunned me, didn't really bother me because I didn't do it for that. I did it because it was in my heart to do it. But let me tell you how good God is, and tied right into Nancy's message. Then as I continue to go forth, then the Holy Spirit reminded me all the times that I received cards that I never called nobody for and said, I got the card, took the money out, and put the card up on the dresser, huh? Or put the card on the table because maybe it didn't have no money in it. See? So beloved, when we repent, repentance is a humility, is a submission. When you've got to see yourself, you got to see yourself. The main thing you accusing other people of, you got to first check and make sure it ain't in you. Because I'm going to tell you, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to find that it is. You're going to find that it is. And that's just one of many examples. This is why when situations have come to me first, beloved, a situation I go through, the first thing I do is examine me. I look at me before I look at you. See? Because I'm going to find out that I was right there. Glory be to God. And I'm talking to the Lord, I said, about another situation. I said, but God, you know what? I used to be just like this. I can't say nothing about these people because I used to be like these people. Thank God I ain't like them no more. That's why I can see it. Beloved, you got to see. So this is what Minister Nancy is saying, beloved. We got to repent. Which that can only come about with true humility, true submission. True. Come on, say, decrease that God might increase. Repent. Go low so that God can exalt you. All right, that's the word of God. I know it's hard, amen, sometimes to sow into this type of word. You can say, guess you say, I hope Minister Nancy got a couple of dollars because I ain't giving them none on that. If you decide to sow into the word on today, y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we do. Minister Nancy don't have no cash app. Minister Nancy still got flip phone. Right, sis? She still got the flip phone. But I tell you the truth, that phone serving its purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. If you like to sow into the word, amen. Glory be to God. Our cash app address, $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. All right, saints, that is it for today. Thank God for the souls that have given their life to Christ. Thank God, beloved. Amen. I purge myself all day long. What do you mean by that? Yesterday, I had a real flashback of something that happened 10 years ago, maybe more. I don't know. And I know I'm already forgiven for that, but I continually purge myself. When I had that flashback of this event that happened, and this happens all the time with me, I just say, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me. That's what you call purging. You're purging, purging, purging. Oh, baby, I'm telling you, only the pure in heart shall see God. You can play church if you want. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen and amen. We want to thank each and every one of you for serving in the ministry this week. God bless you. God bless you, prayer warriors. Oh, don't feel slighted. I'm telling you, this ministry appreciates you. I appreciate you, and I know God appreciates you. Thank you so much for taking the slots at the altar, taking on the intercessory prayer of those in need. Thank God for those of you who are not out front, but you're back there on every call you can get on, touching and agreeing, reinforcing the prayer warrior. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the readers. Thank you for the testimonies. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. We just want to say thank you. Amen for everything, everything, everything. And thank you for your service in the Lord's kingdom. Let me see. Did we receive any tithes and offerings this week? No, we didn't. But we know what's coming. We know it's coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I threw it out there. Amen. Just let y'all know Pastor going on vacation. Guess what? Y'all ain't going to hear me say that no more about Pastor going on vacation. Next thing y'all going to hear is when Pastor came back. Because Pastor don't beg for nothing. I'm going to tell you that. I ain't begging because God supply all my needs. Tell you the truth. Amen. I got enough to go on vacation. That's why I'm going. But if y'all want to sweeten it up, I say, you know what I mean? It won't be refused. See, but that's the last y'all hearing on that. Glory be to God. Amen. Next thing you know, I'll be telling you how the vacation was. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 noon. Amen. For our Sunday service. We're not going to have communion this Sunday. We're going to have Holy Communion next Sunday. Amen. In Jesus' name. We got a lot of things going on in the background in this ministry, so keep your seatbelts on. Amen. We're going to be breaking it out for you. Amen. In a minute. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for using Evangelist Nancy. Father God, the hurdle, the gospel message, she is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of retaliation coming up against her for bringing forth this word. We bind the spirit of retaliation coming up upon your children and those who partner with this ministry and serve in this ministry. We bind every attack against their lives and the lives of their families. And we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father God, we bless your holy and your righteous name. Father God, we ask that you would bless Erica's event today in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember the sick. Remember the afflicted. Remember those, Father God, who can't see themselves. Always blaming other people, judging other people, accusing other people, Father God. And they might be right. Other people could be wrong. But help them to see the wrong in them, Father God. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, Father God, and then everybody going to be okay. And we say thank you, God. Lord, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it definitely will not come to pass. We bless you even right now, Father God. Thank you for this week, beautiful week, Father, every moment, every altar, every service, everything, God. We thank you for it. 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 Over and over and over and over and over again. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now may the Lord keep you and bless you and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. Beloved, amen, hallelujah to him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church did say amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you gave your life to Christ, amen, or if you're a first-time visitor with this ministry, we want to hear from you once and for all. Come on now. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. You got everything there. Telephone numbers, email addresses, mailing address. You got everything there. And we want to hear from you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Amen. In Jesus' name. Boom. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cut the foolishness, saints. Let us repent. Amen. I love you. My pleasure to be in your service all this week. And thank you all for praying for Pastor Bradford. Thank you. Thank you. And every prayer you pray for me, I return it back to you 100-fold. In Jesus' name, love you.